Hey there, Four States. Welcome to the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM. And today we're speaking with Craig Bill. He's the author of this new book called God the Reason. And this is from Carpenter's Son Publishing. And we'll have some more on them at the end of the program. But Craig Bill, he's the author of The Infinite Merit of Christ also, and as well as The Box Answering the Faith of Unbelief. And we'll talk some more about those books at the end of the program, too. This is Clark Matthews. You are listening to The Author's Corner. Craig, thanks for being with us to talk about this book.
You are most welcome. I'm delighted to be with you, Clark.
Yeah, to start off, tell us what this book is about, I guess, and kind of give us an overview of what you were trying to accomplish with it.
Well, as you know, Christians are continually told that they have blind faith, while atheists and unbelievers operate according to science and reason. And it's fairly life-changing and encouraging to find out that the exact opposite is actually true, and that this can easily be understood without believers having to go get a seminary degree, an advanced degree, or to read countless difficult and technical books. So what I did is I wrote God the Reason to show, well, actually to build in believers an all-encompassing, intellectually defensible, and God-honoring worldview that immunizes them against the most sophisticated arguments of unbelief, at the same time nurturing a deeper knowledge and love of the infinite excellence of God, such that they increase in their joy, comfort, and faith in Christ and Scripture. And so I wanted to make these principles, very powerful apologetic principles, very simple and easy to learn, because most people don't have the time to do what it takes to really do these things. They're busy, they have families, they have jobs. And so that was the impetus behind God the Reason.
Yeah.
And some of the truths that we teach in there is that it's impossible that the God of Scripture doesn't exist. And apart from God, the world is reduced to meaningless absurdity, and that this can be shown very clearly and very easily.
Yeah, well, I think books like this are important for Christians because, like you said, atheists will often put the label on people of faith that they're just devoid of any logic or rationality or following evidence or anything like that. And it can seem like a lot of times atheists are more equipped and ready to talk about religion than a Christian is.
That's an excellent point. And the irony is, atheism is actually built on complete and total blind faith that's unscientific, unreasonable, irrational. They claim to know what's impossible to know for somebody who doesn't even know what's in my garage. So an atheist claims to know what's on the other side of the universe and beyond, what's beyond three or four dimensions of our existence, and yet they're so limited they can hardly remember where they put the car keys, just like you and me. We're all limited people, and if God, who is infinite and transcendent, who is invisible spirit, infinite spirit, if he doesn't lower himself or condescend to reveal himself to us, we can't possibly know who he is, what he's like, and what he can and cannot do in his universe and beyond his universe. So an atheist, when they make claims like, well, God can't exist, the question has to be asked, well, how do you know that? You don't know what's in my garage. You don't know what's in my car. And yet you somehow know what's on the other side of the universe. They just don't have the wherewithal to know these things. But the irony is, it's actually faith in their own ability to know what they can't possibly know. So while they accuse us of having blind faith, our faith is actually supported by every known fact in the universe, including the word of the God who created and sustains it, whereas their faith is based upon their own personal experience and understanding and opinion, which... And again, if they don't know what's in my garage, how do they know what's on the other side of the universe? So their faith is blind faith in an object that can't deliver on the goods, whereas our faith is in the God who created and sustains it all, has revealed himself clearly in all of creation and in Scripture. And every revealed fact in the universe shows a universe of ordered design upheld and sustained by an infinite God. So it's unfortunate that we get caught up in actually believing the storyline that they put forth. It's a line that they put forth that immediately justifies them before the debate has even taken place. We're scientific, we're reasonable, you trust in blind faith, what more needs to be said? Well, the exact opposite is true, and it's really nice when believers get to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make some pretty bold claims for things that you they really can't know, and that's what's talked about here in this book, God the Reason, and the subtitle on it, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith, and it's from Carpenter Sun Publishing. It's by Craig Bill. That's who we're talking to today, and Craig, one of the things I was wanting to ask you about in this book, what are some of the main arguments that atheists will give for their unbelief, and then how should we as Christians respond to those?
That's a great question. In fact, we cover quite a few of those in the book, but we give the principle to cover every one of their objections. So we get to the heart of the matter, their assumptions that underlie all unbelieving arguments. We deal with those assumptions. So if you can deal with the assumptions that underlie all of their arguments and show that they're false, unjustified, unreasonable, blind faith, then you can show that as the case with all of their arguments. But with respect to specific arguments, one is that Jonah in a whale, or the sun standing still in the sky, or the plagues of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
In general, the miracles of Scripture are inconsistent with what we know of an ordered universe. Mm-hmm. They're inconsistent with what they would call the laws of nature. And how we would respond to that is, well, in the first place, a random chance universe doesn't make ordered laws. So they're already contradicting their worldview when they argue for ordered laws to argue against miracles. Well, then they're borrowing uh-huh. our worldview in order to argue against
right.
our worldview. But secondly, if God can speak and make a universe, and he can uphold every atom, every quark, every molecule in the universe at any given time, and every given time, every moment, he can certainly put Jonah in a whale. So, you know, it's not a big deal. So your starting point has to be, exists or he doesn't. And if he exists and he's infinitely powerful, then every miracle in Scripture is absolutely reasonable. So what the unbeliever has to do is they have to prove that the God of Scripture, who is of infinite power and can do anything, doesn't exist. And what we show is, in order for an atheist to know that the infinite God of Scripture doesn't exist, he or she would have to know everything about the universe and beyond. They would have to have the omniscience of the God they deny. So that's one of the main arguments they use. They use arguments like the problem of evil, or how can a great good God who's all infinitely powerful create a universe that ends up having evil in it? Or if evil exists in the universe upheld by an infinitely perfect holy God, then that God can't exist because evil exists. Well, what they're saying is, my understanding is the ultimate determiner of what can and cannot be true of God in the universe. If I can't understand it as an atheist or an unbeliever, mm-hmm. therefore it can't be true. Well, again, they're presuming knowledge of what they can't possibly know. There's great mystery in the Bible, and there's great mystery in reality, because we're finite people and God is infinite. And if you admit the existence of an infinite God, of necessity there must be mystery. Because mm-hmm. if there wasn't mystery, we would be who? We would be God.
Right.
We would know everything about everything and beyond, and therefore there's no mystery. So when unbelievers use arguments like the problem of evil and how do you reconcile human responsibility and God's sovereign foreordination of all things and those sorts of things, we merely say it's in the gap between an infinite, transcendent God and a finite, created being who doesn't know where he put his car keys, doesn't know what's in his neighbor's garage. There must be mystery. And for me to say that something can't be true because I don't understand it or I can't reconcile it in my mind is to make my own limited understanding the ultimate determiner of what can and cannot be true of God and his universe. And that's irrational. That's unscientific. That's, again, blind faith and trust in my own understanding as the ultimate determiner of what's true. And that's irrational. So
yeah.
There's ways to respond to all of these types of arguments if we understand that underlying their arguments is the assumption that they're adequate in their own understanding to speak of ultimate and transcendent realities.
Well, if we have time for just one more quick question before we go today, you know, in a culture that seems to be rejecting a lot of things that have to do with God, and the culture just gets more and more secularized, and I think that even extends to the Christian world, that even Christians, in some ways, they're affected by that, and even they can kind of stop seeing things the way that the Bible or God does and kind of look through a secular lens too often. What do Christians need to do to grow deeper in their faith?
Excellent question. What they need to do is they need to get to know the infinite excellence of their Creator. they when somebody tastes steak and lobster and chocolate cake, mm-hmm. mud pies fade into the background as tasty. So believers are too enamored with the trivial, they're too distracted.
Yeah.
And they also need to understand how irrational unbelief is, so that they're no longer intimidated, but they're encouraged to grow in their love and knowledge of Christ and their ability to speak forth the truth of the gospel, because they're unintimidated by foolish faith arguments that are unscientific and unjustifiable. Mm. So, in a nutshell, get to know the infinite excellence of God in and through the person and work of Christ, and jettison a lot of the trivial distractions that are keeping us away from Him. That's what I would advise.
And that's where this subtitle on the book comes from, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith. That's what this book is about, God the Reason. And Craig, Bill, before we go today, tell us where people can find out more about this book, more about you, and more about some of the other books you've written as well.
Well, they can go to www.pilgrimsrock.com, and there we have all the books listed. They can buy them there or through Amazon or through other local booksellers, other national booksellers. But they have a link there where they can buy them. And also we have an online course that includes the content of both of the books with lectures and slides. And they can also order that there if they would like. And it has homeschool credit as well if people are looking for that. So pilgrimsrock.com is where we can be found. And everything you need to know books is there.
And we'll also mention that Carpenter Sun Publishing, they're located in Franklin, Tennessee. And we thank them, and also Gina Adams, for letting us know about the book. One more time, it's called God the Reason, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith, and it's by Craig Beal. And thank you for tuning in today. This is Clark Matthews on the Author's Corner, and Craig, thanks for being with us.
It's been a delight. Thank you, Clark.